Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Did you know we all love a bit of fried chicken?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. And then you got to pay for someone to deliver it to you, and sometimes it gets a bit cold.
Yeah, or you got to get in your car. And
yeah, it's just such
petrol.
A hassle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have missed this, or you might not have, but over east.
In Australia.
Okay. Over east. Okay, this is over in the Gold Coast. Between Brisbane and Gold Coast, you can actually get your K or your fried chicken.
Yep.
Not mentioning any brands. You can get it sent to you via a drone.
That's
and a
awesome.
World first. Now, they've been running it. So it's a company called Wing. Now, it's owned by Google. And basically, they will bring you stuff via drone. All sorts of different stuff.
Does it cost you more to get it delivered by drone?
It didn't mention
cost. Or is there
cost.
No delivery fee if you get it by drone?
Surely no delivery fee. But anything up to 1.5 kgs,
okay,
they can deliver to your house.
You cannot order more than 1.5 kilos of chicken.
You have to do a couple of trips.
Yeah.
But how cool is that? That we're in an era or a day and age where you can order something and it comes flying to your house.
We're also living in a time where there is a pandemic sweeping the globe.
Which is perfect. I mean, the pandemic's not perfect.
I'm sorry, what?
But drones are perfect.
Yeah, no human contact. You're
exactly.
Right.
Picks it up, drops it off at your house. Done, dusted.
No contact required. Human contact, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So that is what's been trending in my eyes. I thought that was absolutely amazing. And they're going to roll it out as well. So this is a bit of a trial.
Aussie-wide.
Aussie-wide, they plan to do it. They've actually been running it since 2019, not with fried chicken, but with other sorts of items, yeah. Up to 1.5 kgs.
Cool.
But now they're starting fast food. So if it works, this is the trial, then it will sweep across the nation.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing that come out over here.
And ordering some chicken and flying across the skies.
Flying chickens. Hang on a second.
Down, Beck.
Oh, well, I love a good funny typo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Especially when it goes to print. And then everyone gets to see it.
I think I have seen the headline of this one.
It's so funny. A manufacturer has made almost 11,000 teacups, mugs, and plates. It's to mark the Queen's 7 decades as monarch.
Mm-hmm.
Once they received them all, did they realise the vital spelling mistake? So the Queen's Platinum Jubilee is imminent. Money to be made from souvenirs, of course. There are like royal hunters, people who love the royals and collect everything.
Yeah.
You know, from every big occasion, they'll grab it. Now, these teacups and mugs were to mark the Queen's 70-year reign. The only problem was the inscription that was on there.
Oh, no. What'd they spell wrong?
So, picture this. There was Her Majesty.
Yeah.
Picture of Her Majesty, the Queen.
Lovely.
Yeah. And the words underneath say, to commemorate the Platinum Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II.
Jubilee instead of Jubilee.
Yeah, Jubilee.
Oh, no. And they've made 11,000.
Yeah, almost 11,000 of them. The thing, the reason why I think it's funnier is because such a classic English saying, it's from an English TV show or something, is lovely Jubilee.
Oh,
that's lovely Jubilee. And like, even you hear Jamie Oliver saying lovely Jubilee. So that made it even funnier to me.
Oh, no. But you know how you mentioned that there's collectors out there?
Yeah.
This would just go off the shelves now, I reckon.
Well,
because everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to hold it.
A wholesale clearance store has bought all the unwanted stock. So they've picked up the collection and they're selling it.
Yeah, I reckon they're going to make a killing.
Because I think they'll be worth more in the future.
Exactly.
Because of the vital spelling error.
Exactly.
Jubilee.
It's like when a $50 note has a misprint. It's like, ooh, grab a hold of that. It's worth $2,000 for some weird reason.
Exactly.
It'll be exactly the same.
Yep.
All right, let's buy one.
To commemorate the Platinum Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II.
Go buy yourself one. My question to you is, who is the richest man in the world?
Amazon guy.
No. Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Other one.
It's only been recent, though.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So he's worth $294 billion.
What?
Yeah, he's worth quite a bit of coin. SpaceX. I mean, everyone knows who Elon Musk is.
$294 billion.
Crazy, right?
Can I just have $1 million?
Yeah, that'd be very, very nice. Anyway, so huge deal. A lot of money. Doing all this amazing stuff all over the world. But he's been going back and forth with a college graduate over in the US via email.
Oh, I know this story.
You do know the story.
Yes.
How funny is this? Okay, for all those that don't know what's going on, basically, this person, he designed a bot to track Elon Musk wherever he goes in his private jet. Elon didn't like this. He's like, I don't want everyone knowing where I'm going all the time.
Yep.
So he sent a nice email saying, hey, look, can you just stop doing this and telling people where my jet's going? That'd be great. He replied, no. So Elon said, come on, buddy.
Is he breaking any rules? Obviously not.
Must not yeah. be. So, because I guess it's all just common knowledge. Like, I don't know how all the bots getting the information, yeah. but you'd have to...
I guess flight logs and you'd have to
exactly.
log it.
Yep. You'd have to do all that kind of stuff. So anyway, Elon says, all right, enough arguing. I'm going to pay you $5,000 to just back right down, get rid of this and stop publishing where I'm going. And then the college student said, nah, not doing it. I want $50K or I want to be an intern of yours. Elon's like, no, go away. I'm not giving you 50 grand. And so basically the story ends with Elon going to get a software engineer or something
yeah.
to stop the bot oh. from doing that. So apparently at this stage, they're still in arguments between the two of them. And he, the college student, is still tracking Elon, but it's a lot harder and it's a lot slower process. So he's not getting the data instantly.
Oh, like he was before.
Like he was before. But this would just be the start. But I'm like, who goes up
Isn't
against...
Isn't that blackmail, though?
Right?
Also.
And who goes up against Elon Musk?
Take the $5,000. Walk away, mate.
Right? He's worth $294 billion dollars.
Oh, wow.
Like, give up, buddy. Yeah. You're not going to win this bet.
You're not going to win it. Take the $5,000. Easy $5,000 for you.
Oh, I just thought that was awesome. Good on him.
No. Don't do that. Not good on him.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.